Brett said this morning, I'm continuing with the sermon series that we've been having based on the book Slow Church. The title Slow Church is a riff. Are you getting that? Good, you got that. Is a riff on the slow food movement, which, unlike fast food, provides locally and sustainably sourced food. Today, when we talk about whole food, we think of the grocery chain, but before that, whole foods referred to food which was unprocessed and often organically and locally produced. Today we'll be thinking about wholeness in the life of a faith community. Wholeness is when everything in the ecosystem is functioning at its best. There isn't too much of anything and everything is working well. Most of us know what that feels like in our bodies. Most of us have had times when everything was working well and at its best, unlike the... We were whole. Healing is the process of restoring that balance, restoring the balance so that we become whole. There's a very close relationship between wholeness and healing. We might think of wholeness as being God's dream. God's dream to bring all things into reconciliation with God's self and thereby into reconciliation with each other. It's quite clear when we look around us that we have a long way to go. Our society is divided by all kinds of barriers. We separate ourselves from each other by engaging in racism, by thinking ourselves superior to other groups, including other Christians, by favoring those who are like us educationally and economically, and of course, despising those whose political beliefs are different from ours. These divisions within society often continue within the church because we are not fully conscious of the choices we make. During coffee hour, when we choose to pick up conversations with those whom we know best because it's easiest and because it's good to see our friends, we unconsciously deepen the gap between ourselves and those whom we don't know so well. When we are looking for people to help us with a project or to pray with us, we tend to ask the people we know, not those we don't know so well yet. And this can lead to an unconscious clickiness. But since we are the people of God, and wholeness is the dream of God, there we go. It is our calling to work to heal all those divisions, to take the risk to start and develop conversations with those we don't find so easy, with those who seem to be quite different from us, and those we simply don't know yet. In this morning's gospel, Jesus said, "You will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." This is a picture of wholeness, of oneness in community. We are all members of the body of Christ. We are in Christ and Christ is in us. And since Christ is in the Creator, we too are one with God. Yet we are still part of creation. And as humans, we have separated ourselves from the planet, using her resources without awareness of what we are taking. But to some extent, those days are past. Now we do have awareness. Now we know that our lifestyle is unsustainable. Now we know that Americans use far more than our fair share of the world's resources. And now we know that, it is our responsibility to do something about it. It is our responsibility to reduce our own consumption of resources and to use our democratic system to ensure that we as a society are choosing to live more simply. Wholeness means living in right relationship with God, with each other, and with our planet. And in fact, that's really what it's all about, what wholeness is all about. Since the beginning, when the Spirit hovered over the deep and brought forth the ever-expanding universe, matter has been separating into smaller and more complex units. And it's God's dream that all will be brought into a new relationship, one which is filled with the beauty and the light and the love of God. This will be the new creation, the reconciliation of the universe in Christ, who is the Alpha and Omega, the A to Z of the world. our beginning and our end. Wholeness does not require that we give up our individuality and become just a drop in the ocean of life. But it does ask us to let go of our ego attachment to being the center of everything. Because it's God's love, forgiveness, and compassion which bring everything into wholeness. For us, the cross and the resurrection are the ultimate symbols of that love and forgiveness. When we gather together for the Eucharist, and we remember Christ coming among us and being lifted up on the cross in human agony and giving his life for us, which we symbolically then take into our own bodies, making us one with the Christ, him in us and us in him. When we do that, we are ritually enacting the healing of the universe, the wholeness of the Christ being manifest in our circle. But our remembrance and our worship are empty if they only symbolically and ritually speak of the wholeness that is God's dream. In one of our Eucharistic prayers, we pray, deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. We gather to worship and serve God in this mystical meal which brings healing far beyond our own small circle. But if we leave it at that, we have missed the point. For it is us, the church, whom God has appointed for the healing of the universe. Not the institution which we have created, but the Jesus movement it serves. In God's wisdom, she called first Israel and now the church to be her people. It is God's dream that we will be a people who will serve the world around us and in so doing call all beings into reconciliation, into wholeness with each other and with God, in and through the Christ. Gathered here this morning, we are part of God's dream. We, the people of St. Benedict's, are called to live God's dream in this community. We are called to bring healing and reconciliation, not just here within our worship, but in every relationship we have. We are called, like Jesus, to connect with those living on the margins and to bring them into community, to work for the reign of God, for heaven here on earth, because each one is God's beloved and each one deserves a fair and just society. So let's take a moment or two now to look at the people sitting across from you or the people sitting next to you. And as you look at each one, say in your mind, you are God's beloved. If you know their name, you might use it. You might say, you, Liz, are God's beloved in your mind. You, Jean, are God's beloved. So let's take a few moments just to look around and greet each other in our minds as God's beloved. Each one of us is part of God's dream, part of God's dream for the redemption of the world. And God's dream is for all people, indeed for all of creation, to know what it is to be God's beloved. God's dream is for all things to come into right relationship and find their place in Christ. We are part of that dream. I invite you now to think about what God dreams for St. Benedict's. I invite you to take some time to sit quietly and listen for the words that the Spirit gives you when you ask, what is God's dream for St. Benedict's? And those of you who are here for the first or second time or who are just visiting, I invite you to join us and just listen and ask, because you have access to the Spirit as well and you bring your own perspective. So let's just sit quietly and ask, what is God's dream for St. Benedict? And when you have an inkling or an idea or a picture, I invite you to write it or draw it on the card that you were given, even if it seems outrageous or just plain silly. There are some pencils in the pews, and if not, maybe your neighbor will have a pen you can borrow. I'm going to be asking the ushers to collect your cards so that together we can offer them to God. but before that, oh, and we'll also put them up on the wall for everybody to see so that we'll be able to see our collective dream. But first, I wonder if there's anybody who would like to share their card with us, their dream or their sense of God's dream. If so, please come up here. Bryson, would you like to come up?
Many people recognize the lovely building on the hill. I tell them I think it is just as beautiful on the inside. I dream that people will recognize St. Benedict's for the beautiful, unifying spirit of the people and the service they give to the that they're willing to give.
Thank you.
For the dream for St. Benedict's, I wrote, to be overflowing with love and beauty.
My dream is that we may be a place where many people rediscover, reclaim, or find anew a connection to God in community.
My dream is for us to be a beacon of hope, love, charity, and reconciliation in our community.
I found the best way that it, the most profound part of what we aim for, is that humans totally love God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their strength. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yeah. Nothing is left out of that.
So by next week, we'll have these up on the wall so that you can look at them and get a sense of what each of you is hearing is God's dream for us. But let's take a moment just to bless them. Holy Father, Mother God, we thank you for all these ideas and inklings and feelings about your dream for us as a faith community. We ask that you will bless us as we continue to dream, as we continue to listen to you, and that you will lead us in your path so that your dream for us may become a reality. Amen. For us, the cross is a symbol of the pain that is an integral part of life in this creation, and the love of God in sharing that pain and the agony of separation. But it's also a symbol of forgiveness and reconciliation. Jesus forgave those who crucified him, and by his resurrection showed us that the violence which underlies human culture is not all-powerful. It cannot stand against the power of love. God's dream for us, however we may express it, is to release the violence and the judgments which we hold in our hearts and replace them with forgiveness, compassion, and a new daring to cross traditional boundaries and reach out to God's beloved. God's dream is for us to realize the power of love and to build the beloved community here in this place.